I can't believe I'm going to do a podcast on butthurt, but oh well. It's episode 217 of Phoneboy Speaks, and yeah, it's about butthurt because, well, I keep seeing it on my app.net timeline. And, you know, app.net is a lot more than what people like to refer to as a Twitter clone. But a lot of the usage of app.net is in, you know, what we call alpha, which is app.net's web interface to the microblogging portion of app.net. And there's lots of other apps, and I've talked about some of them before. And but anyway, what I'm seeing is that people are getting into disagreements for one reason or another, and then people are basically deleting their account in a huff or whatever. And I don't know. People have to do what they have to do, but I take a different approach on this. I understand that because app.net is smaller by a couple of orders of magnitude than like Twitter or Facebook, you're going to find all kinds of people on a network like, on any of those networks, but just the numbers game is such that you're probably going to run into somebody that is going to annoy you, and I've run into people that annoy me on app.net, and I don't let them get to me. I just, you know, I either unfollow them. In some cases, I'll block them or whatever, and I move on. I'm not going to waste my investment in app.net because somebody was disagreeing with me or whatever. I mean, if honestly, if somebody's really, really crossing the line, that's when you get the service involved, whether it be app.net or Twitter or whatever, right? There's a line that gets crossed. And honestly, there reaches a point where if somebody really, really wants to go after you on any service, whether it be app.net or Twitter or if you're on a forum or whatever, they're going to find a way to do it. And I know somebody who that's been the case, right? They has this guy that's been bugging him for many, many years at this point. And the guy is relentless and just won't stop. And so there are going to be people like that. And I can see if you let that affect you, that how bad that could be, right? And I posted a couple of comments today that's like those are the kind of people that can ruin any sort of thing. In fact, I know services have gotten shut down because of a couple of bad trolls, right? And the guy that was running it didn't want to deal with it. And so that does happen, but you can't let those people win, right? You have to, there are ways to ignore those people. And yes, I know everybody has different levels of tolerance and so forth, but the reality is, no matter where you go in this world, whether it be online or offline, you're always going to run into somebody who doesn't agree with you or rubs you the wrong way or whatever. And generally, I'm a pretty tolerant person and I can get along with the vast majority of people. But every once in a while, I run into somebody, I'm just like, that person creeps me out for one reason or another. And there's no way to have any sort of relationship with those people. And so I move on. I understand why people people decide to leave or whatever, but for me, I don't think that's the right answer. And I think that, it doesn't solve the fundamental problem. You have to, unfortunately, you're going to run into those people and you're going to have to find a way to deal with them. And there isn't always a good answer to that problem. And so I don't know what to say other than, you don't have to take it, but there are better ways of dealing with it than just simply going somewhere else. At least that's my two cents. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.